And welcome into our Straight Talk program here on WRHI. We do it every day live from the Old Town Bistro here on Main Street in Old Town. And our program series is made possible by Carolina First, a trade name of TD Bank NA, where we take your banking personally. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. So no matter where you are in the world, as long as you can get online, you can get right back to your hometown radio station. All you have to do is to key in WRHI.com, and somehow, through the miracle of technology, boom, we are there. Now, this is indeed a very special edition of Straight Talk, because most people think that Christmas is finished and is done with, and we'll just worry about it next year. Not us. We have with us in the studios our own Santa Dave. And how was the Christmas season for you, Santa? I mean, did you get all the toys out and everything?
Ho, the season was great, Manning. We got all the toys delivered to all the boys and girls all over the world, and it was just overall a great season.
Well, I'm just glad that Christmas came when it did and not two or three days later, because this snowstorm could have made your life miserable up there in the Northeast.
Well, you know, we're pretty used to snow, but still, it's been tough up in the Northeast, but all the children have got their toys, and they're not going to school, so they got something to play with, and I think everything's pretty great up there.
All right, Santa. Well, as you know, we always ask our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves, and Santa Dave, we want you to do the same thing. So tell us a little bit about Santa Dave.
Well, as you all know, I've been around for hundreds of years delivering toys and trying to spread the spirit of Christmas. Well, Mrs. Claus and I were listening to WRHI at the North Pole one day, and we thought, this Rock Hill sounds pretty nice, and we were looking for some warmer climate. So we thought we would check out Rock Hill as far as a summer home, and that's how we chose to have a summer home here in Rock Hill.
So Santa Dave has a summer home here in Rock Hill. I didn't know that.
Oh, most people don't.
So 6 months out of the year you're here, the other 6 months you're in the North Pole?
That's about right.
It's about right. Okay. Now, I think many people here in the Rock Hill area have seen you. If they haven't, then they certainly have missed Christmasville, because this year at Christmasville, you arrived in the most interesting sleigh that I've ever seen. An Army Jeep driven by Ron Russell, who almost took out the whole stage doing it. But you were dressed up. Your Santa suit was not the normal red suit. It was a camouflage suit.
That is correct.
Of course, the whole theme of Christmasville this year was to honor the veterans.
That's right. You know, it's interesting because the way the whole Santa suit came about was years and years ago, old Santa was delivering toys to the children in Vietnam. And I heard the Bob Hope show and watched it. Now, Bob Hope was a great man, and he did a lot for the troops and everyone that ever saw one of his shows. And I was telling Mrs. Claus and the elves about that and how happy it made the troops. And they said, well, Santa, why don't you visit the troops? And I said, well, that's a great idea. But the problem was I really didn't want to go to the desert where there are some bad people and be in a red suit. You can't hide very well in a red suit. Kind of a big target.
So you had Mrs. Claus make you?
It was a surprise. Mrs. Claus and the elves said, hey, Santa, look at this. And they gave me that suit.
So you had a camouflage suit?
I did.
All right. And, of course, we got to see that during Christmasville. You were up on the stage, had a grand old time. It was probably the best Christmasville that we've had since it started 5 years ago.
Well, old Santa sure had fun.
Well, you look like you had a lot of fun. I mean, even with the old videos of Bob Hope up there, you know, entertaining the troops, that had to bring back a lot of memories.
Oh, it did.
Okay. Shortly thereafter, you really did get over to see the troops.
Well, it was real interesting because I had been approached by a gentleman in California who has a foundation that he funds himself personally, called the Spirit of Liberty Foundation. And he called me up and he said, hey, Santa, how would you like to go to Iraq? And I said, oh, my gosh, I'd love to go to Iraq, except I'm busy right now building toys, and I've got all these things going leading up to Christmas. But a chance to see our military heroes, I thought, yes, I'm going to make time, as long as I'm back in time for Christmas.
So there obviously are a lot of logistics trying to make a trip to a war zone possible. So how did that all happen?
Well, it was interesting because most of that was handled by this gentleman, Richard Rozick, out of San Diego, California. And the foundation put together all of the airplane arrangements because I told him I could not take my sleigh and reindeer. They were in training for the big trip later in the month.
That'll warn them out.
Yes, it would have. Plus, I don't know, they show up pretty well in the desert, too. So that was not a good idea. So they put together all the airfare and everything and got the planes all arranged. And old Santa left out of the North Pole, because I had gone back to the North Pole after Christmasville.
Sure.
And so left the North Pole and flew into San Antonio, Texas. And all the people in the foundation came in from San Diego. And we met in San Antonio and went to Brooke Army Hospital, which is where the majority of the medical personnel are trained for the Army and soon to be for all the other services.
Okay. And what did you see there? I mean, this is a large military facility.
Yes, it is. And what I saw there really tugged at Santa's heartstrings because there was a lot of young men and women in the hospital there who had lost arms and had lost legs and had given a lot for our country. And so we visited with all of them. And it was very uplifting, as much as that can be, for old Santa and all of the elves that were with me.
You know, Santa, we hear a lot about the spirit of the American military, particularly those who have been injured in the field of battle. From what I can understand, most of these young men and women, they're not angry at the world. They seem to want to get better and get back at the job that they had to leave when they got injured.
Well, Manny, that's the thing that was so uplifting about it, because after we left San Antonio, we flew to Walter Reed in Washington and visited with the troops there also. And it was really uplifting because as we visited with all the troops, I remember one soldier in particular, and these are men and women, young mm-hmm. people. This one soldier summed it all up, because I asked him, I said, how are you doing? And he said, I'm doing fine, Santa. And I said, well, is everybody taking good care of you? And he said, yes. And the young man wasn't mad or anything else, and he was just getting on with his training. And he had both legs gone and an arm, about 22 years old. And I said, so what do you want for Christmas? And he says, Santa, he says, I want to be back with my unit. Pretty Ooh. Tough for old Santa to take, because that touched me very deeply, as it did the other people around me. And he summed up the feeling of all of the troops that we talked to that were in the ward.
Yeah, I can see how that would definitely tear at your heartstrings. And it is amazing. Words just escape me when you hear something like that.
That's exactly right. Because to say that we weren't all touched and emotional after that, we were. And I guess old Santa has to ask, where do these young people come from?
Yeah.
These are kids that I saw as little children running around, delivering right. toys. And here they are. And they're not going to have their legs or their arms the rest of their life. But our medical facilities have done such a marvelous job in prosthetics and things like that, that so many of these people are going back on active duty. Didn't used to happen. Mm-hmm. And are still active military. Now, some can't, but the percentage is about 30% do go back to their jobs or similar jobs in the military.
All right. I don't want this show to get away from us here. So It was San Antonio, then Walter Reed in Washington.
Correct.
And then what did you do? Did you board a military aircraft at that point?
No. We had been flying in a private jet owned by one of the elves in the foundation. And they had flown in from San Diego on that jet. And then we got on that jet and flew into D.C. Okay. The problem is that's kind of a small jet, and old Santa was pretty cramped in that thing. I liked my sleigh a little bit better, but it was a nice way to go. Then we flew from Washington to New York.
Okay.
To get ready to go to Kuwait and Iraq.
All right. So in New York, did you get off the private jet and onto something a little bit bigger?
Well, we got off the private jet in New York.
Yeah.
And just had a great time seeing the folks in New York.
This is when you were on. Was this where you were on Fox and Friends?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Old Santa was interviewed on Fox and Friends in the morning.
Yeah, I saw you out there on the streets with Steve Ducey.
Steve Ducey. Oh, man, was it cold. I'll tell you. I think it was colder than the North Pole. But we had a good time, and there was a camel there. We had a live nativity scene, and old Santa got to kiss a camel.
I won't ask why you had to do that.
Well, because Santa likes all kinds of critters, you know.
Okay, all right.
Mrs. Claus and I are that way.
All right. So Santa finished his big national debut. I mean, national debut, everybody knows who you are. Santa?
Right.
I mean, come on. But on Fox.
Well, they hadn't seen the new Santa suit.
That's true.
It was the debut, worldwide debut.
That's it. That's
the
it.
Santa suit.
All right. So from there, what
happened? There we got on Kuwait Airlines, and we flew to Kuwait City.
Long flight.
15 hours going over.
Straight, direct?
Direct flight.
Woo. 15 hours to the other side of the world.
Rather have been in my sleigh, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It would have been more comfortable.
Okay. Take us through what happened. You get off the Kuwaiti Airlines.
One of the interesting things that happened in Kuwait is when old Santa and his elves got off the plane, they were met by someone who was going to take them to the military facility. And as we were walking through the terminal, there was a crowd of probably 300, 400 Kuwaitis in the terminal. They're not to greet Santa. They didn't know that old Santa and the elves were coming in. They were there to greet friends and relatives. And when Santa and the elves walked in, pandemonium broke loose. And it was interesting because they broke through the barricade and rushed Santa.
No kidding.
And what was the women and the children predominantly, and the men kind of stood back. But it was Santa, Santa, Santa. So old Santa's known worldwide and loved worldwide. So we all might want to think about that when we think that we're all so different. Maybe we're not.
So did you have a security detail, Santa?
We did, but it wouldn't have done any good there. You know, who's going to hurt Santa? You know, it was a marvelous experience. And then from there, we went over to the military facility.
All right. Which one are we talking about?
Camp Arajan, I think it's called.
Is in Kuwait City?
This is in Kuwait.
All right.
And it was interesting because that was kind of just stay overnight until we flew to Iraq
okay.
the next day on a military aircraft. And had fun because there was a USO show there. And we got to go to the USO show, and they were surprised to see Santa and the elves. And we all had a good time. And Santa never expected the ambassador to Kuwait, the U.S. ambassador, to say, Santa, come up here and sit next to the general and I, the commanding general of the Third Army. And old Santa's not used to that kind of stuff. And then a very nice lady, and she says, Santa, I've always wanted my picture taken with you. And I said, well, I had my picture taken with you when you were a little girl. So we renewed our relationship, had a great time that night.
Well, that's wonderful. So you basically had one night.
One night there.
In Kuwait.
In Kuwait.
And then off you go to Iraq.
Correct.
All right. Where in Iraq did you go?
Well, we went to camp. They call it a COB, Contingency Operating Base Spectre. It's a big base that has all branches of the military.
And, golly day, did they have hospital facilities there? Is that where you were?
They had they did not have a hospital facility, but we just visited with all the troops in general that were there. Now, some of these people were on their way to Afghanistan also.
Okay.
So we had literally thousands of troops that we were talking
to. Now, were you seeing these in small groups, or was there some large assembly?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A lot of small groups. Everywhere Santa went, He was greeted by all the troops, and he greeted all the troops, and all the doors opened, and it was neat. And there was one evening that there were about 2,000 of the troops in one room, and they were having a special dinner. And they had a band from the U.S. there, and Santa and the Elves arrived, and it was just a great evening. There were right at 2,000 troops, and Santa shook every hand in that room that night.
Wow. Wow. And how did you find their mindset?
Their mindset was they would like to be home for Christmas, but they realized they couldn't because they had a mission they had to do.
Sure.
And but there was an upbeat morale. And I think the interesting thing, to deviate a little bit and tell you a story that happened, you know, old Santa was at the Charlotte airport last week.
Ooh.
And just before I took off for the North Pole. And as I was going through the terminal saying hi to folks, a young soldier, female soldier, came up to Santa and said, "Hey, Santa, I had my picture taken with you last week in Iraq."
Wow.
And she thought that it was one of Santa's helpers that she'd had the picture taken with, or that she was talking to at the airport. And then I said, "Oh, you were at Camp Specter?" And then she realized, "Santa, it's you." And she started to cry, and it was interesting because she told me how much the trip had meant to all the troops and all, and she was home on emergency leave, and so I think they received us very well.
Isn't that something?
It was neat.
Okay, so you're in Iraq for what, just one day again?
About 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
So you did a lot of this, same type of thing.
Various touring.
For three days. Any particular memory that came out of that visit there?
One of the things that Santa enjoyed the most was there was a helicopter company that was on duty 24/7, and mm-hmm. they had not gotten to see Santa and the Elves or any of the shows, so we made it a point to go over there because these are medevac helicopters, and they fly out and pick up wounded and things like that, so they have to be there all the time. And we had a really great visit with all these medics and doctors and warrant officers that fly these helicopters, and we got to fly around a little bit on those, and that was fun, and we just generally had a good time with them. Santa thanked them for what they did.
All right, so from Iraq, where then?
From Iraq back to New York,
mm-hmm.
and then back to the North Pole.
Wow.
Get ready for the trip.
So, Santa, what is it that we want to make sure people understand that you learned from being over there? As you said, it's been a long time since you were over there. You were over there at Christmas time. Back in the Vietnam War era.
That was in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, yes. Long, long time ago. Attitudes, you know, towards the military, the unrest we were going on in this country. I mean, it was an entirely different time than what I hope you experienced over there this time.
Santa could never understand the attitudes back in the 60s when we had our troops in Vietnam. But the country has changed quite a bit, and the attitudes today are totally different, and our troops are treated a lot different than they were then. That was good. One of the things about the trip that was very good, too, other than just delivering the toys that I had in the past to the children of Iraq and Kuwait, was, as I said, the greeting of Santa, the cultural differences aren't as vast as I think everybody thinks they are. And then it was interesting, too, because on the flight where we were going to get the airplane back, we woke up in Kuwait City and to the Islamic call to prayer. They do it over loudspeaker systems from the minarets.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because and I watched the people, and they were not so totally different from us. And Santa was happy to see that. And the troops in general, there was a good morale between the troops and the people, and vice versa.
Well, I was going to ask you, did you ever have any opportunity really to mingle with the general citizenry in either Kuwait or in Iraq, just to get a feel for what their attitude is during this tough time in their part of the country?
Not as much as I would have liked, but the few that I was able to talk to at length, their feeling towards the United States is very positive. And they, of course, the Kuwaitis are very thankful for what the United States did for them
when
they were invaded.
Well, here you are. You're back in your, you're in the North Pole, and now you're back at your summer home here in Rock Hill. And I would gather that the memories from that special trip are ones that Santa won't soon forget.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, there has been some mention. This gentleman in California has said that maybe next year, he said, Santa, how would you feel about going to Afghanistan? And I said, well, I said, let's take a look at it, as long as it doesn't interfere with my preparation of toys for the children at Christmas time. We'll consider it.
Well, now, Santa, let me say this. If you get an opportunity to go back over there again, I sure like you to ask whoever's making all this possible if you could drag along with you your local correspondent so that we could capture all of this on the scene and bring the story back as it's unfolding there.
Well, you know, I'll do that because Richard might be very receptive to that idea. And that local correspondent, who would be?
Well, we'll just figure that out when the
time
comes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess the bottom line of all of this is our American military, you know, we hear so much from all these different media sources as to what is going on and the attitudes of people, but very few people get the one-on-one experience that you had. And I would think that the story that you're bringing home is similar, but certainly one that's not been really told because you got to feel, I mean, you got to sit down with these people, members of our military, those that are in the hospitals, those that are still on active duty. And, you know, they seem to be very proud from what you're telling me about what they're doing. And all they want to do is finish the mission and come on home. That about right?
That is exactly right. Not only are they proud, their families are proud because there was many parents sitting in the rooms that I visited these troops, and their sons and daughters are sitting there injured, and the pride that these parents have is it makes you stop and think. I mean, I'm proud of all of them. I really am.
Well, Santa Dave, thank you for being with us on Straight Talk. Keep up the good work. I expect to see you at Christmasville next year.
Oh, yes. And may I tell everybody that if they would like to, they can go to the web and go to www.spiritofliberty.com.
Okay.
And
.com?
.com.
Okay.
And that they can learn more about the trip.
Good. Spiritofliberty.com.
Spiritofliberty.com.
Well, Santa Dave, thank you to you and Mrs. Claus, Nona, right?
Nona Claus.
Nona Claus, for all that you do for the kids, not only here in our region, but all over the world. A great spirit, a great story, and thanks for taking time to be with us here on Straight Talk today to share it.
Well, thank you for having me, and ho-ho! Everybody be good, because I'm watching.
And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from the Old Town Bistro here on Main Street in Old Town, made possible by Carolina First, a trade name of TD Bank NA, where we take your banking personally. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here on the radio tomorrow. Bye.